Seek the Lord. Consider your own calling. These are hardly new messages that we hear from the scriptures. The prophet exhorting us to seek God in our daily living, each and every day, to have God be the very beginning of all that we're about. And St. Paul to consider our own vocation, vocare, a calling, us being summoned by God each and every day. Not a good moment, but a lifestyle where we choose God to be at the center. And when that happens, everything falls into place. It doesn't mean it's easy, but the other stuff that typically gets us no longer has that hold over us. Jesus says it in a very different way, in a teaching that is familiar to many of us from the fifth chapter of Matthew's gospel, and a word that is repeated over and over and over again, 9 times, translated in English as blessed. Though the original language, it was makarios, an interesting word, hard to translate in English for sure. Makarios was a word in Greek culture that was associated with the Greek gods. When somebody excelled physically, emotionally, intellectually, they were declared makarios. It's an adjective. Godly. In English, well, in Latin, it becomes beati. And then in English, at least in our translation, blessed. Sometimes happy, although that's probably not a real good translation, because happy in our usage has so much to do with how we feel. And what Jesus is saying here is so much more profound than that. It's a declaration that the Lord is making. Maybe the preferred translation, at least for me, would be fortunate. See, there's no verb, it's an adjective. It's not blessed are, it's blessed in the original language. Fortunate you. Blessed you. Lucky you. Congratulations you, that Jesus himself is delighted to exclaim the manifestation or the display or the realization, the demonstration of taking to heart his teaching. It's a congratulatory statement that he makes, one in which the delight of God radiates to the one who receives his word. Huh. And it's so hard to do. We have the best of intentions. Honestly, I had 8 really good days, and then I had a bad moment with mom. You know? I thought I was going to make it. I was with her for 9. I was so close. I struggle with it too, the impulses that just comes out of the mouth. I'm like, why did I say that? You know, and I need to be seeking the Lord. I need to be considering my own vocation. I need to be seeking to make choices so that the Lord will speak to me in a declaratory way. Makarios, blessed, blessed, fortunate, lucky you. We have to ask God for that. We have to ask him for that humbly and repeatedly, time and again. Asking him to give to us what we need so that that declaration from no less than the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings can be heard. Okay, I'm going to invite you to join me this week to do something, a little bit of homework. Because I would like to go through all 9 of these statements, and I'd like to parse them out. And it would be really great fun for me to be able to do that. And then I would be arrested for holding you hostage for a day. What if we did this? What if we just this week, to go back to Matthew chapter 5, and pick one, just one, but to pray it, to ask the Lord, okay, Lord, how is it that you are calling me or inviting me or wanting me to be poor in spirit? What does it mean to be meek, Lord? What does it mean to hunger and to thirst for righteousness? How do you want me, Lord, to be hungering and thirsting for righteousness? How, Lord, are you calling me to be a peacemaker. Just take one, just one. And permit, allow God to speak to you. To speak to you. To move you. To stir your imagination. To give you a sense of resolve and resolution. To act in a way that He will look upon you and declare, Makarios, Beate, blessed. Let's stand together and profess our gift of faith.